Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Samech Hei, Baba Metzia 65a, pagination is 129, about midway on the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. We're dealing with topics of ribis, charging interest, which means that in exchange for giving someone use of money, they are going to have to pay you an additional fee. And the question that we're going to address is different cases of commerce where the price is better if you pay now and it's worse if you pay later. One of the places people encounter this question is on magazine subscriptions, where if you pay year by year, it's going to cost a certain amount. If you pay a 3-year bulk order, so then there's a discount of 20%. And people wonder, and that's why it's a question, people wonder if that 20% discount is being given because you're loaning them money in advance, meaning the money for the second year and the third year is being given to them up front, and therefore they're giving you a 20% discount. Now, in reality, there are a lot of factors that are playing at the same time. One of them is that they're giving you a discount because you're locked in. And the fact that you're locked in indeed changes the price of the product, because now they know that they have customers in 2 years from now, and that guarantee is worth money. But it is true that anytime we have a fluctuation in price on an item based on time, if you pay me now COD, it's one price. If you pay me in 30 days, net 30, it's a different price. That would be a ribis question, and we would have to figure out, fundamentally, as we'll see from this Mishnah, what's the real price of the item, and is the price going up because someone is being allowed to use the money longer, or is it something quite innocent and acceptable, as we will see, says the Mishnah. Marbin al-Askhar, there's a general rule that you're allowed to increase when it comes to the rental fee. Ve'imarbin al-Hamecher, and you're not allowed to increase when it comes to sale. And we're going to see what the Mishnah was describing. Ketzad, how does this play out? Hiskir lo'es chatzero, if a person is renting his yard, ve'omar lo, and he says, imei ach shavata nosen li, if you pay me now, harei ulach be'eser sulaim lashana, it's 10 coins a year. Ve'im shel chodesh be'chodesh, sela lechodesh. And if you want to pay month by month, it's going to be 1 coin for each month, meaning a total of 12. Mutter, that is going to be permitted. And the Gemara explains, because schirus ena mishtalemes ala besof, rental is only paid at the end. That's how they understood the rental. You pay it after services are rendered. Likewise, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought regarding wages. You pay it once the services are rendered. And therefore, the real price is a coin per month. Paying up early is not raising the price or doing something disadvantageous, and therefore it's permitted. However, continuing in the Mishnah, Machalo es sadeyu, if a person sells a field to a friend, and it's not going to be limited to fields, it's selling, because the nature of selling, as the Gemara explains, is things that are supposed to be paid now. And he says, if you want, you can pay me now, and it's 1,000. But if you want to wait until the first crop comes in and you'll have money to pay me, then b'shnei masar mon, it's going to be 1,200. Usur. That's forbidden. Because the price is based on what it's now, because now is when you're supposed to be doing it. And what I'm saying is, if you want to take it later, if you want to pay for it later, then you're going to have to pay me more. That means that for the time from now until the grain is sold, you're getting access to that money. And as a result, an agreed upon price has been altered in order to allow you access to the money. Let's see this in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Ayin Vav in Yoredeya. Mutal harbas b'schar hakarka. When you're coming to the sale of land, you're allowed to raise. I'm sorry. When it comes to the rental of land, you're allowed to raise the price. Kate said, how does this work? Hischir, if you are renting es hachatzar, the yard, v'omar lei, and you said to him, kodem sheichzik bo, before the transaction is done, imayachshav, listen, if you're willing to pay me now, atanosin li'ariu l'cha b'yud salayim b'chol shana, you could get the annual rate, which is 10. V'imtitin schar chodesh b'chodesh, but if you want to do it month by month, hareu b'salu l'chol chodesh, then it's a coin per month, which ends up with 12, possibly 13, if it's a leap year, coins for the year. Hareza muta, that's permitted, because there is a real price and you're paying it up front, and that got you this discount, but no one at any time was paying for use of the money. And the same is true by wages of a person, gam kein mutter, it's also going to be permitted. Now the Rama adds on, if there was an established rate of 10 for the year, and that's what he's been doing in the past, you would not be allowed to negotiate, titin kol chodesh sela echad vani amtin l'cha hamos, I'll grant you a new rate which will allow you use of the money, because then he's structuring it as agar natar, that you can keep the money for extra time, and as a result, you're paying more. The flip side of this discussion was by sales. The Mechaba writes in the beginning of Kuf Ayin Gimel, a person sells something that's worth 10 and he charges 12 in order that you can pay at a later time. Aser, that's forbidden. The Mechaber mentions, this is in a case where there's a known price. If there would not be a known price, then a lot of it would really have to do with how they word it. In other words, if he knows that he's going to get paid in 3 months, and he just makes up a price, 12. So then, being that the item fluctuates in price among different people, and it's not easy to accurately assess its value, so it's given to interpretation, and you can come up with a price, and that's fine. But if he would word it, if you pay me now, it's 10. If you pay me in 3 months, it's 12. So then that you're not allowed to do. But again, if it doesn't have a clear price, there's a lot of room for accommodating the desire of getting paid more. As long as it's not articulated and discussed, it's just built into the price of the item. In Sif Gimel, Mochalos Chora Biyud Beis, if a person sells merchandise for 12, Amanas Lepara La'achazman, with an understanding that he's going to pay him in 3 months, Yochalomarlo, he does have the right to say to him, Tifra li miyad, pay me my money, the money I am entitled to, pay it to me now, V'lo'ekech mimcha ela asara, and I'll only take 10, and I'll void the bill, because that's my money. That's not, I'm taking your money and I'm giving you money in return for having your money. I'm getting my money, and I'm just getting it faster. So it's like a collections issue. I'm willing to discount it by 2 coins in order to get my money now. But any case where the money is owed and you're allowing him to continue using the money in exchange for payment, we're going to have a ribbis discussion if indeed it would be permitted or forbidden. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.